The tarnisher Simon Harris has written to the EU Trade Commissioner Maros Sefcovic looking for an exemption for elements of the Irish economy from possible retaliatory tariffs imposed by the European Union on American products. He's also asked that any potential tariffs don't negatively impact the Northern Ireland economy. For more on this, we're joined by our Europe editor Tony Connolly. Morning, Tony. What is Simon Harris asking Maros Sefcovic for exactly?
Well, this is the government's response following a four-week consultation period between member states and the European Commission. This is all part of the back and forth between the European Union and the Trump administration on tariffs. We had the so-called liberation tariffs of 20% across the board tariffs on European goods. That was reduced to 10% for 90 days. There was a threat then to increase that to 50%, but that was then brought back down. And on the 8th of May, the European Commission set out a list of hundreds of product lines that would be subject to tariffs worth about 95 billion euro if the talks that are ongoing at the moment between EU and US trade officials, if they end in failure, and those tariffs by the Trump administration across the board on European goods of 20% kick in. So this would be the EU's retaliatory measure if those tariffs start to kick in after July the 9th. So essentially the government here is saying, look, there are very key and sensitive sectors that are very important to the Irish economy. They should not be included on this list of EU countermeasures, namely that is the aviation sector. Simon Harris pointing out the importance of the sector to the Irish economy. Also the European economy, saying that up to 75% of the European fleet relies on leased aircraft, and they would be hit in terms of spare parts from the US if those countermeasures kicked in. Also the med tech sector, there's a very tightly integrated supply chain involving parts going back and forward between the United States and Ireland in the med tech and the medical devices sector. Again, that would be a very sensitive area that the tarnisher says should be exempt from this list of countermeasures. And then of course agri-food, in particular animal feed that Irish farmers depend a lot on the United States for. So this is a sense of what Ireland's concerns are. Obviously, other countries will have their own concerns. Some relief, I think, from the government sector that neither dairy products nor pharmaceuticals per se are included on this EU list of countermeasures. But of course, if there is a trade deal done before July the 9th, then none of this will apply. My understanding is that technical officials are going through line by line the technical aspects of a potential trade agreement between the European Union and the United States in Washington and elsewhere. But that's very painstaking work, and there's no real sign of a big breakthrough just yet.
Tony, thank you. That's our Europe editor, Tony Connolly. 7:30, you're listening to Morning Ireland.